Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about video marketing and how video marketing can help you drive more sales and more leads. You know, whether you're a lead generation site for B2B or whether you're an e-commerce site, we've seen that video has become extremely powerful. So what are some types of examples or best practices you would recommend when it comes to going about a video marketing strategy?
I would say, first of all, keep it short. For multiple reasons. The first one is the attention span. Second is to make sure that it loads fast, it doesn't slow your website down. And also, it's important to cut to the chase. So that kind of sums up, keep it short.
Yeah, every video should have a specific purpose, and you don't want to wait around too long, because we all know that on the internet, our attention spans are, we have about 3 or 4 seconds to capture their attention. So if you spend your time dragging on, you're going to lose that user quick.
Yep, absolutely.
And then a few more things that should go without saying, but we see again and again how people make those mistakes. Invest in quality. Mm-hmm. Low quality video, sometimes it's better left unpublished.
Yeah.
And that goes for sound quality as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. And so what are some tactics from a lead generation standpoint? What are some of the benefits and some of the tactics that you would use to try to increase leads specifically using video?
Well, we've seen a lot of success with personalizing our videos and using video specifically for lead generation purposes. We'll start by identifying, you know, a prospect that would work well with our services, and we will go into an audit of their site. And really, that personalized aspect is what make the conversion, because if somebody engages with your video, then that qualifies a lead, because if they've already interacted with your business and they're choosing to move forward, then you're going to get a higher quality lead.
Absolutely. And you're saying, so the personalized aspect of video when it comes to lead generation is extremely important.
Showing a face.
Yeah. Absolutely. It really humanizes the video. It's relatable. What are some of the channels used to get these videos out there? Do you guys just publish them on landing pages? Do you guys actually use them with email marketing? What is your primary tactic and where have you seen the most success?
So definitely email campaigns is a great way to do it. You can either have it in the email. I would recommend more to have a landing page from that campaign that leads to a video. Same goes for any PPC that you run and social media. And then lastly, even for SEO purposes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so I've actually, you know, we've seen a lot of success with having video on landing pages. We've seen an upwards of 80% increases in conversions on landing pages that we have videos on. Mm-hmm. So definitely when it comes to lead generation, video marketing is extremely powerful. Now I kind of want to get into how beneficial video marketing is for e-commerce, what that entails and how to go about that execution, because it's a little bit different, right? Comparing lead generation to e-commerce, mm-hmm. The types of videos that you produce are going to be different. So what are some of the benefits of video marketing in e-commerce?
Well, you have a lot of options here, demos, how to's, highlighting your features, product close-ups, and that's also great for social media. You have a lot of options as far as that goes. You have demos, how-tos, you can highlight features, do product close-up, and really just paint and feature your product the way you want your audience to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think as a consumer, mm-hmm. I really want to see the application of that product, live.
Exactly.
Sometimes just a static image doesn't really do the product justice.
Right.
So definitely product videos I see, have a lot of influence when it comes to consumer behavior.
I would say when making those videos, the important thing to keep in mind is even though a lot of us have become used to shopping online, when we have that information that makes the experience closer to shopping in store, it will relieve any
doubt,
fear, any doubt, anything that might prevent someone from converting.
Yeah.
So trying to think of any question that a customer might have to an on-site salesperson, anything, you know, how it feels, how it looks on this body type, if we're talking about clothes, that body type, if we're talking about some sort of product, exactly how it works, all of that, showing that in a video kind of helps the experience be more of like an in-store experience, and that might help people push them over the edge to actually convert.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, and again, just to throw out some statistics, you know, we've actually seen an increase of 144% in e-commerce transactions for, you know, products that we have product videos and things of that nature. So definitely when it comes to e-commerce, video marketing, again, is really, really powerful and really extremely beneficial. So we know that video can increase e-commerce conversions. It can help increase your lead conversion. But really, all of this is encompassed by one overall benefit, and that is the SEO aspect of video marketing. You know, 80% of the content consumed on the web right now is video. You know, so how does video help increase your site visibility when it comes to SEO?
Well, first, there's optimizing for YouTube and channels like that itself. You know, YouTube has over a billion users worldwide, and that's traffic that you can be leveraging to be pointing to your site, and these even get featured in search results sometimes in featured snippets.
Yep, that's correct. I will also say that when doing that, it's important to keep in mind that just like you would optimize a web page, you would need to optimize a video. That includes the title, the description, and adding subtitles, because a lot of people are on mobile. Maybe they're on the train or in the bus and they don't have earphones. You know, some people don't want the sound on.
Absolutely.
They're in bed and, you know, they don't want to start the sound. So very important to have those subtitles. Mm-hmm. And additionally, as far as accessibility goes, which is becoming more and more a crucial aspect of optimizing your site, make sure you have a transcript and publish it on the page. So if someone, for some reason, their connecting speed or they have some sort of disability, they are able to read it, the transcript of the video.
Absolutely. So as you can see, video is extremely important when it comes to increasing your online visibility. Like Carlos stated from the beginning, make sure that each and every one of your videos serves a purpose. You know, and like Ohad said, some, you know, video content that isn't quality isn't worth publishing. So it's a combination of ensuring that you have a specific goal in mind when producing this content. You take the time to actually create quality content, and you optimize it when publishing. And then at the same time, share it, post it, utilize every single social media channel out there. Video content on social, gets shared far more than every other form of content, more than photos, text. Utilize the video that you produce as much as possible. So let's talk about the different types of video content that you would produce, right? Because the video content that you would produce for e-commerce for a specific product is different than the content that you would produce for lead generation. And it's different than the content that you would produce for social. Right. So what are the different types of content that you would produce depending on your objective and depending on what channel you choose to publish them on?
So I would say when it comes to e-commerce, we talked about that it has to be very informative. And it has to give real examples and everything that might help that product to be sold, because you can't feel it and see it like you would in a store.
Right. When it comes to lead generation, you need to, in that video, kind of, you know, establish a pain point and address it. So you need to identify a problem and offer a solution. And like you said, you need to capture their attention right off the bat. So I think that's the difference when it comes to lead generation. You're identifying a pain, a problem, and addressing what an issue or solution would be. And then e-commerce would be more informative to try to, you know, kind of enhance the shopping experience for the user to purchase a product.
Right. And then another thing to keep in mind when making those videos, whether it's for e-commerce or for lead generation, if you're planning on publishing them on your website, that's one thing. If you're planning to publish them on social media, a few pointers to help you get more attention is always think of that first image, that thumbnail. Mm-hmm. It has to be disruptive. Yep. Think of the way we use social media. We scroll through it. We sometimes scroll through so fast that we miss, we see every third post, maybe. Yeah. Think of something that will disrupt that experience. Mm-hmm. Think of what is your first thumbnail image? It could be anything from a picture that screams for attention to something funny to bright colors to anything that while someone is scrolling, will make him stop.
Yeah.
So that's one pointer to keep in mind when you're thinking about putting those same type of videos, but just think of that first image that you put there.
And one of the great things about video is that it could be repurposed, right? So the videos that you create for lead generation, you can repurpose that for social. And the same goes for, you know, e-commerce as well. I would say that, you know, video marketing is the future. We've seen exponential growth when it comes to video marketing in the past, you know, I would say 2 years. Maybe a little bit more, and there are no signs of it slowing down, only continuously, you know, growing. So,
The investment.
Yeah, make the investment. Take the time, put together a nice concrete marketing, video marketing strategy.
Reach out to us if
you have any questions regarding, you know, how to go about starting a video marketing strategy. We're here to help.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7's Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.